Well, I worked in Boston during the 70s. One of our case management teams was a dual diagnosis case management team. Our job was to help people who were admitted to the dual diagnosis unit at the state hospital then to leave the hospital and make a better adjustment in the community. And at that time, the model for co-occurring disorders care was to refer people to the addiction treatment system if they had a co-occurring addiction problem. So we spent lots of time trying to connect people with the addiction treatment system, trying to connect them with the AA and NA and the self-help system. And we experienced almost complete failure. We almost never had a client who was able to make it through one of these addiction treatment programs. Our people were rejected at the door, thrown out during the program, left feeling like failures, didn't like the experiences. And so I, as well as lots of other people at the time, I worked there with Ken Minkoff and Bob Stern and Louis Sanchez, and all of us realized that we had to do something different and try to figure out how to get substance abuse treatment integrated into what we were doing so that people could, you know, access it and so that it would be tailored to something that, they felt like was meaningful to them.